Good news for American egg farmers. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with California Ag Today. Emily Metz is president and CEO of the American Egg Board. She's telling us about that good news on the dietary guidelines recommending eggs for children.
The U.S. Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee released their official report, and for the first time, they made a recommendation for children birth to 2 years, and that part of that recommendation is a specific recommendation for eggs as a first food for babies and an important food for toddlers and pregnant women.
Metz tells us more about the declaration on this.
Well, you know, the dietary guidelines happens every 5 years, and this committee report then feeds into what will become the next U.S. Dietary Guidelines for Americans. So it's what forms sort of the basis for how we should be eating, and a host of recommendations come out of it. And a lot of science goes into it. And so eggs were a very prominent feature in this report from this go-around. And we're really proud of that. You know, we've known for a long time that eggs are a nutritional powerhouse. That's pretty much unmatched by any other protein source. But like I said, that specific recommendation for eggs as a first food for babies and an important food for toddlers and pregnant women is really significant. And a lot of that has to do with a nutrient called choline. So choline is a nutrient that's really plentiful in eggs and is very important for brain health and development. And so getting our babies and our pregnant women to eat eggs is going to help set them up for a really healthy life from the start, right from the start. And so that's why they're recommending feeding eggs as that first food.
And as you might expect, it really doesn't matter how you eat those eggs, fried, scrambled, or whatever. It's all good for you.
You know, it really doesn't. No matter how you eat them, they're incredible no matter what. We've got a lot of recipes. We have a group of nutritionists called our egg enthusiasts that specialize in early childhood development and really work with us to craft up some great, delicious recipes that parents can start to feed their kids early on and, you know, be fun and engaging and also delicious. Those are all available on our website, eggnutritioncenter.org. You know, what's really interesting, Patrick, about the report is they talked about allergies. And if you introduce eggs to your children early on, you could help prevent or reduce the risk of an egg allergy in later life. And so we want to get those parents feeding their kids, introducing eggs early on at 4 to 6 months or whenever developmentally ready for those solid foods. And we've got a lot of recipes to help do just that on our website, eggnutritioncenter.org.
While this is all about those young children eating eggs for that special choline nutrient, but choline can also help adults, said Emily Metz.
Now, the report specifically called out again adolescents and teenagers as not getting enough choline and specifically, you know, recommended those eggs for that age group as well. And then there's a lot of studies. In fact, Patrick, you know, for you and I, as we start to age, we want to keep our memory as sharp as possible, and choline is a really key component in helping to keep that memory sharp. And so want to make sure you're eating eggs as you begin to age as well. So no matter what life stage, eggs are essential. The other thing, as so many of us are stuck at home or sitting in front of our computer screens or our televisions like we haven't before, as COVID continues to swirl around us, we're getting a lot of screen time, and eggs can really help with that blue light coming from all of our screens. So, you know, there's just so many reasons to make yourself a couple of eggs today for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
And by the way, have you heard of Wegs Day?
Wednesdays are Wegs Day, which means we're asking and encouraging people to eat an egg for breakfast, lunch, or dinner and have some fun with eggs. We, you know, we like to say having a carton of eggs is like having money in the bank, as a lot of us are watching our budgets right now, too. You know, they're incredibly valuable. They are versatile, and, of course, they're nutritious. So eat a couple of eggs today on Wegs Day and send us a picture.
Again, eggs can save the day, said Metz.
Yep, Wednesdays are Wegs Day, and it's just a great way to be, you know, reminding people that you can do a lot with the eggs, especially in the middle of the week when you're tired, it's not the weekend yet, you're looking for something quick and easy. You know, eggs really can come in and save the day there. And, you know, we've got a lot of recipes on our website, like I've said, but also on our Instagram. If you're hip and trendy and using social media, you can follow us at Incredible Egg on Instagram. Send us a snapshot and show us how you like your egg.
Well, Emily, thanks for being with me today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Hey, nice being with you, Patrick.